Prep sports now back for another week of games, a week of big games, it looks like. A couple ones we're going to discuss closely today on the podcast. I'm Case Kiefer, joined by Ray Brewer. Ray, you were out there again on last Friday night. I think the Polynesian Classic overall went pretty well for the Nevada teams, Desert Pines and Gorman picking up wins. And, you know, Modern Day is the best team in the nation, so losing 49-7 might sound bad, but Liberty was in it for a little while. All in all, sounded like a pretty good showing for our trio of schools here.
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head there, CK. A fun three games. Desert Pines and Orm kind of went back and forth. Desert Pines, as we talked about last week, hadn't played in a while. They got some young guys. So they gave up some points, but they got some important reps. Liberty, you know, fell behind 7-0, were able to piece together a scoring drive. But, you know, not many schools were matching Modern Day punch for punch. And the Patriots did for a little bit. And then, of course, they lost by 6 touchdowns. And then, of course, Gorman, as we expected, and the nightcap kind of flexed its muscles. You know, the branches, brother, are – the branch brothers, brother, are so dynamic and quick. And it's just fun to watch that. And the quarterback that I guess I've been criticized for doubting, Micah Alonda, whose last name I'll probably – say wrong until he's in the NFL. He's completed like 84% of his passes this year, Case. So he's the real deal as a sophomore. Great week of games. Love being out there. I love the island music that they play in between downs. I love that Polynesian culture, man. I really fell in love with it thanks to Liberty and, you know, the pregame haka and just how nice everybody is. And you really feel like, and I don't know, I might be wrong, Case, but you really feel like at Liberty, for example, that if player B has success, the families of player A and player C kind of feel like they've succeeded as well, right? Everybody's uncle or cousin or and I just love that. And so I had a great time out there. And I even told Coach Rodriguez over at Desert Pines that, like, I missed watching Desert Pines play because I just love those guys. They're so fun to be around. So I had a great time, dude.
Yeah, well, that sounds good. And certainly I don't take issue with anything you said there at all. Makes sense to me. And I guess the important thing is you got an up-close look at Desert Pines going into this week, which as far as the regular season, you could argue going to be one of the most telling games of the year when they play Arborview.
Yeah. And there's a lot to like about Desert Pines. Javonte Barnes, we could start with him. He's a 4-star running back. And when he touches the ball, he just has this gazelle-y glide about him that's so fun to watch that could turn into power. But the one kind of struggle they have is they're so young on the line. They have a lot of freshmen, a lot of sophomores. Patassi, the junior center, was out. And it's tough to get running room when your kids that are still developing physically, who you suspect in a few years are going to be really good, they're just outmatched on certain plays. And that's kind of where Desert Pines ran into trouble on both sides of the ball. Defensively, they had some lapses where kids were just simply out of place because this was a new experience for them. But you see the talent is there. They recovered 2 squib kicks, had 2 big interceptions, forced some fumbles, opportunistic football, and somehow they got the win. And I think that's what's important. Despite giving up 42 points, despite some of the struggles, my guy Ray J. Tagasi, CK, was on fire, finding Solomon Long. And it was a good win for Desert Pines. I'm really torn going into this Arborview game because, DP beat Arbor in the playoffs in 19. DP beat Arbor the year they had Markel Grayson and Isaiah Speedy Morris. And for some reason, I feel like DP's athletes match up good against Arborview, even though Arborview with the 3 Washingtons, none of whom are related, have athletes now. So this is going to be a fun game.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's weird. I think Desert Pines, I guess it's a product of traveling up and down the classifications, but they kind of developed these rivalries with different schools that you never saw coming. Of course, the Moapa Valley one earlier last decade, and now it feels like Arborview. You just ran through some of the history. There is some history there. You'll be surprised to learn this, but I'm actually a little bit torn, too, of who to take. I am leaning one way, but I'll tell you why. I can't believe you went this long of talking about Desert Pines without mentioning you got there eventually, but without mentioning the passing game. I mean, your guy RJ, whose last name I don't even know how to say.
I got that one, baby.
Okay, however you say it. I mean, 6 touchdown passes. It looks like he had a really high efficiency, and you said they were struggling up front despite that. I mean, he's hitting these, you know, just wide receivers, Jet Solomon and a whole bunch of other guys just in stride. Numbers-wise, it looks like this is maybe the best passing game Desert Pines has had, and that scares me if you're looking to pick against them.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I think that Desert Pines, Jimmy's and Joe's, I think they probably out Jimmy and Joe Arborview, right? Especially when you look at, like, a guy like, you know, LaVon Brown, Omar Ali, these guys could go, right?
Yeah, I would have. I think I would have argued more with you in past years because I think sometimes you were dismissive of Arborview's talent, but you've already given them some shout out this year, and I don't think you necessarily are. I just think maybe, I mean, this you could say is the most talented Desert Pines team. They haven't proven yet that they're the best team, but I think you could say that, and that's not a reach.
Yeah, but so the reason why I'm so torn on this game, and probably the same way with you, is what's Arborview known for, CK?
Running the ball and I have to be careful how I say my words because people get mad at me, but what they're known for, at least before this year, is running the ball in kind of an old-fashioned way, but doing it extremely effectively, you know, winning the battle up front and, you know, having a game last an hour and a half.
Yeah. Winning the battle up front. You know, Arborview's got one of those, you know, I'd say top 3 weight training programs in all of Nevada high school football. Their linemen are always big and strong. And I think they win the battle in the trenches and eventually they wear out Desert Pines. And well, I think if this was 7-on-7, I'd take DP. When you bring those big guys up front in, now all of a sudden I'm torn.
Yeah, luckily it's not 7-on-7, but I mean, hey, I know I was saying what Arborview is known for, not necessarily what they are this year. I mean, the offense is a lot different this year. It's a lot more diverse. They're throwing a lot with Kyle Holmes. I mean, this just, by all accounts, looks like 2 really high-level football teams. I would say the thing that stands out to me, Arborview's given up 3 points in the last 3 games. I think you got to say the Aggies have the edge on defense, even if you are completely smitten with the Jaguars' talent advantage on the offensive side of the ball.
Yeah, and then just to play devil's advocate, the one time we've seen Arbor struggle this year is against Liberty. And we've already kind of established that Liberty, I don't know if this was us talking online or during the show, but, you know, Liberty wasn't for me, a big difference between 2019 Liberty and 2021 Liberty is in 19 they dominated on the lines, and that's not the case this year. But Liberty kind of beat up on Arbor. So does that mean that Liberty's athletes dominated Arbor's athletes, or is Liberty just in a different air than the rest of the schools in town?
Yeah, I mean, to me, I lean towards Liberty just being kind of in a different class. They've kind of separated themselves by beating Gorman, winning the state championship, and already doing what they've done early in this year. So I lean towards that direction, but I can see where someone might waffle and not be sure how to interpret that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's interesting.
Yeah. And that's not the only really big game this week. Of course, we're going to pick them all like always, but since we have such huge games on both the top 2 levels, figured we'd preview them a little bit. I think the other one, a big showdown that's going to give us the hierarchy of the 4A. We've got Coronado at Silverado. The Skyhawks still undefeated. Coronado had a bit of a humbling on Friday. They got beat up pretty badly by Green Valley. But could they bounce back here and give Silverado their first challenge of the year?
Yeah, shout out to my Green Valley Gators for getting it done last week. They felt like they left some points on the field 2 weeks ago against Paolo. They made a statement against Coronado. And I hate to say this, but we're kind of like in week five, and I don't know what to make of Coronado because we know they're improved. We sense that they're a contender in the 4A. They went over and smashed Cimarron, but so did Clark. And Clark is now undefeated, and coaches on the phone are saying, dude, you should see Clark. Clark is really good. And so who knows what to think there, but Coronado's lone win is against Cimarron, who's everybody's beat. So this week will not only tell us about the hierarchy in the 4A, but it'll tell us a lot about Coronado. Are they a contender? Because you look at this 4A, and, you know, I know Durango thinks they're a contender, and I know they got a kid in Iverson who I think is dynamic, and Desert Oasis hasn't lost, and Tyler Stout threw 7 touchdowns last week. So where do they fit into this equation? So I think Silverado Coronado will be one piece of the puzzle. Silverado coming off a bye week was definitely not crisp offensively last week, but they got the win. And we got to give props to my guy. He had 2 pick sixes, CK. And I'm trying to get his name. I apologize.
For Silverado?
For Silverado.
Yes, Silverado.
Donovan Pellett.
There you go, Donovan Pellett.
2 pick sixes, baby. That's tough to do, man.
Yeah, I mean, Silverado looks like they are a team of no weaknesses so far, doing it on both sides of the ball. It is a tall task for Coronado. I guess while we're throwing out names, you did give him a shout-out, but I'm kicking myself. I meant to mention him even sooner. How about Tyler Stott, a guy you've been hyping up, and 7 touchdown passes in a game to kind of put Desert Oasis on the map. That's a kid that had a sun standout type of week. I don't know about the Silverado-Coronado game. I mean, a week ago, I would have probably even been picking Coronado to win, or at least expecting them to keep it close. And it's not so much that they lost to Green Valley, but just the way that they were totally uncompetitive. I'm now kind of questioning everything I'm thinking about the Cougars. And it's just hard to go against Silverado right now when they've, brought it every week and won every game by double digits. They have not played the easiest schedule. They've played some other teams that we thought are contenders in the 4A. So I just think Silverado is really tough to go against right now.
I would agree. I think Silverado, if we were setting odds to win the 4A state championship, I think Silverado's got to be at the top of the leaderboard, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it was – and that's a change because I think it – you know, a few weeks ago when we were doing our first show, it was really a log jam, and we didn't know who it was going to be. We said we're going to have to wait and see this play out. But I think it's Silverado right now. But, hey, things can change in a hurry. It's still only 3 games. We still think – highly of Coronado's potential. I don't know if they can get there this year, but I don't think it would shock anyone if they play better this week. And, you know, maybe we're reevaluating everything we think we know again early next week.
Exactly. So it's definitely fun, though, to talk about more than who's going to lose to Gorman and Liberty, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And, I mean, hey, you're – it seems like you're kind of we've already seen Arborview and Liberty. That wasn't pretty, but it seems like you're kind of talking yourself into Desert Pines, maybe being able to compete with Liberty again.
Yeah. You know, I got the East Side crush. You know that, bud.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, so ever since I've met you, Case, 15 years are going on, right? I've told you there's only one game in town that matters. Chaparral, El Dorado, cleat game. Here's how important it is. Even though the game 2 weeks ago got scratched because of a positive COVID test, and even though every other game in every other sport that's got scratched has just been scratched, not made up, the school district is making up this game.
Well, there you go. I think it had to happen, right? Such a big rivalry.
I mean, it's what's right for those kids. If you're in it for kids, you find a way to make this game happen, because it's, you know, let's be honest, neither team's winning state this year.
Yeah, so this is their state championship, so to speak. I actually thought you might say two games matter, because I know one of your other favorite rivalry games is this week as well, with Las Vegas and Rancho in the Bone game.
Yeah, I really wish Rancho would win that darn thing, because we're going on 20-some years, and, you know, like all good rivalries, you know, it's got to go back and forth. Like every 5 or 6 years, Auburn beats Alabama, right?
Yep.
So I just think that, you know, it's not that Vegas is winning all of these games in succession. It's that they're winning by running clock in succession, and somehow it's kind of lost its luster.
Yeah, Rancho is a little bit better this year, though, right? They had a blowout in their first game, a little bit of a setback in getting beat by Slam last week. But maybe a reason you think it can be closer than the last several years?
Yeah, I mean, and anything's possible. I mean, that's why we play the games, right? Liberty beat Gorman in 2019. You know, there's been upsets happen in all sports.
All right, well, yeah, that's not the most glowing endorsement, so it sounds like it might be a long day for the Rams, and we do know Vegas has a good team this year. You conveniently left out the score of their last game, where they just crushed your Cowboys.
Well, it's a down year for the Cowboys, buddy.
Yeah, well, you know, you say it's a down year for the Cowboys, but maybe that adds something to the cleat game, right? Because El Dorado's coming off of a win. Chaparral has kind of owned that series, as we talked about a couple weeks ago when they were going to play. So maybe it is a little tighter this year than it's been the last 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, I think this is just Shap trying to look bad so they can get down to the 3A.
they're tanking the season?
I'm not saying that. I'm suggesting it.
All right. I doubt that, and I'm sure there are brighter days ahead. We know Chaparral's well-coached, and they've been good the last several years. So just some growing pains. It takes some time once you haven't played for a while, but this game this Friday should be telling.
Exactly. All right. You ready to – before we get to the picks, do you have a number in your head for the – for the Arborview DP game?
I do. I have a number in my head. I guess you want to hear it.
Yeah, because I'd be honest with you. This isn't me sandbagging. I'm having a hard time putting my pulse on this one. My heart says Arborview 3. Are you in that neighborhood?
That neighborhood, yes. I was a little higher. I was thinking 5.5 or 6.
Okay. Okay, so we're both kind of heading the Arborview train, right?
Yeah, and I mean, you promised the people a $5 bet, so we could meet in the middle and go with like 4.5.
Who are you taking, Arbor, though?
Yeah, I'll take Arbor. I would not be surprised if I lose this one. I'll tell you, I feel like we've argued about this game in the past, maybe one of the years when DP beat them and I lost, mm-hmm. and I was so confident Arborview was going to win. I am not that confident this year, but I do think what they've done defensively, it's hard to go against them. I think they ultimately win a close game.
I'm on the same wavelength. I'll take Arborview money line, Desert Pines plus your points for $5.
All right, there you go. Desert Pines plus 4.5. Well, I mean, that this game has hogged our conversation, and for good reason, so we might as well just start with that on the picks. I guess we kind of already gave it away with a bet, but it sounds like you are going Arborview outright. You're ready to put that down and pin. I'm going Arborview by a touchdown. I think it'll be back and forth, but I think the Aggies get it done.
Great. I think we agree.
All right. So we both got Arborview outright. Interesting, but a little different on the specifics of the margin. So that's going to be one to look for, and we will break it down next week when we reconvene. Our review for both of us, Palo Verde at Basic is the next game.
Yeah, so Basic's 2-0, but they've beat up on Bonanza and Cheyenne. Not exactly creme of the creme. They run into a Palo team, which beat Green Valley. And Basic's got a showdown with Green Valley next week in Henderson Bowl, another Brewer favorite. I got the Panthers here. I think they win by double digits, not more than 20, but between 10 and 19.
That makes a lot of sense to me. I do think Palo is just, you know, a little bit more in sync right now, a little bit bigger, probably have a few more kids. So I got to agree. I think Palo Verde here, but I don't think it'll be a runaway either. Staying on the upper level, Faith Lutheran at Canyon Springs.
Yeah. I'm going to take Faith. You know, Canyon hasn't played in a minute, so I think that could be the difference.
Yeah, Faith is only 2-1 right now. They won that game against DeMonte Ranch, but they lost to Columbine, hosting the school from Colorado last weekend. Weren't very competitive against Faith. It's kind of hard to know what to make of them, but it's even harder to know what to make of Canyon Springs. I know they were shorthanded early and now haven't played. I don't know. Something wonky could happen in this game, but I think if you're going with the safe pick, it's got to be Faith Lutheran.
Exactly. Exactly.
And that's exactly what we're doing. We're both going safe. Here's a, you know, I don't, some teams were always going to be, you know, tough in the new 5A. So I hate saying this about these two teams, but this is kind of looking like a battle for the bottom of the top level with Foothill at Centennial.
Yeah, I just – I mean, this is Foothill's second game, Centennial's fourth game. I've been wrong on Centennial all year, and I love to tailback Kendrick over at Foothill. But I'm taking Centennial one more time. Go down with the ship, baby.
Whew. I mean, Foothill's loss to Liberty in hindsight doesn't look all that bad. It didn't get beat as badly as anyone else Liberty's played locally. Not a huge sample size yet, obviously. I don't know. This just looks pretty even to me. It is at Centennial, which gives me some pause because I think even you would say that's a long bus ride, and they usually have a good crowd there, so I think that makes a difference. But I don't know. I look at this as two evenly matched teams, so I'm going to go with the underdog and say Foothill finds a way to get it done.
I don't disagree with you, CK.
Okay. I'm glad to get your seal of approval that I'm not too crazy.
That's, yeah, yep, yeah, yep. Yeah.
All right, Bishop Gorman coming off of the win against Lone Peak. They are going to Arizona, it looks like. Hamilton, man, these, it seems like these schools have played a ton, probably 5 or 6 times in the last 12 years, right? How's Hamilton shape up this year, and is anything stopping this Gorman train?
Yeah, I remember Gorman and Hamilton. I think we were at the game together at the Arizona Cardinal Stadium in the Sullenberger Classic. Two nationally ranked programs. Hamilton's 2-0. I think they're ranked 23rd nationally by Max Preps. But I said this earlier, Case, I think that Gorman's going to go undefeated. I've kind of already proclaimed them as the team to beat, the state champions. And if they could travel to Miami and win, they could travel across the border to win in Arizona. I'll take the Gales to continue their hot streak.
Yeah, things are looking pretty good for Bishop Gorman. You know, maybe Liberty can challenge them, but I don't see them losing until then. So that means I've got to have them beating Hamilton. So I'll say Gorman stays perfect, goes to Arizona, gets the win. Legacy at Liberty. Oof, this one probably not going to be close.
Yeah, Liberty's going to get healthy quick. Even though Legacy's had a knack for playing some low-scoring games, I just see them getting healthy. Liberty being them. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we'll have to see. Legacy's defense has shown some decent play. I mean, I don't think anyone's scored more than a touchdown on them, so it'll be interesting to see how they match up with this Liberty offense. But, hey, I mean, Liberty went down and scored on Modern Day at the beginning of the game. And like I say, I know I'm making them sound so great for losing by 42 points, but I think that really is the reality of, you know, just scoring on Modern Day at the beginning of the game said something to me. So I don't know if Legacy can stop Liberty from rolling, and I'm going to go with Liberty – as well. Now we can bounce down to some of the 4A games and 3A games. We already kind of spoiled this one, but Las Vegas at Rancho. Any chance for the Rams in the Bone game?
Yeah, I don't think so. I got the Cats.
Yeah, I'm going with the Wildcats. But I will say a little bit closer. I like what Leon Evans is doing over there, and a little more confidence on the Rancho sidelines this year, but that's not going to quite be enough. This is maybe the third biggest game of the week. We didn't really mention on the 4A. Our guy, Tyler Stott, is going to Shadow Ridge, who's right up there in the conversation after Silverado. Man, if Desert Oasis could find a way to win this game, I think we got to sing the Diamondbacks' praises next week. But I don't know. That's a tough challenge going up against a Mustangs team that's already shown quite a bit.
Yeah, and I think here is where you saw last week Shadow had a game canceled because of COVID. You know, how does that impact their preparation? This is a good game, bro. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't know if Desert Oasis has really played. I mean, Spring Valley is decent, but the last 2 weeks they've beat up on some teams they should have beat up on, right?
Yeah, I mean,
maybe, this is a step up in competition, bro.
Yeah, it is absolutely a step up in competition. I think the manner in which they did it, though, was what was impressive. I mean, getting two straight blowouts, but and Spring Valley's defense is tough, so I can kind of give them a pass for only scoring 9 points. But I think I'm leaning the same way you are. I just like Jacquees Holland too much. I'm going with Shadow Ridge.
Yeah, and here's the other thing, bro. I'm taking G-Bob. This is two conflicting styles because Shadow's offense and their running game is going to be tough for D.O., but I watched that Shadow passing defense against Silverado, and they were god-awful. Now, that could be because they didn't think Silverado was going to pass the ball and they were flat-footed, but I'm taking D.O. and Stout. There's no way that defense is going to slow them down. Give me the Diamondbacks. We're on opposite sides.
All right, I like it. I'm shocked. I feel like you never pick against Shadow Ridge in a close game. You're going against your MO there.
Yeah, east side. And Desert Oasis is closer to the east.
Yeah. All right, that one should be fun. And I guess we'll just stay in the rivalry territory. Can you do it? Can you go against your heart and pick L-Dog to win the cleat game?
Nah, I mean, I think it's pretty darn even this year. I mean, I don't think my Cowboys have scored yet in two games. So give them a TD and give them a W, bud. Let's go.
Yeah, I feel like when we thought this game was happening the first time, I feel like I picked Chaparral. Obviously, that we have gotten some evidence since then that this isn't the same team that the program has been the last few years. So I guess you could make a case of the El Dorado has a better chance now, but I don't know. I would just feel cowardly, like I was going away from my initial pick. So I'm going to go ahead and stick with Chaparral, but man, I think this will be really close. I think I think the final score will be in single digits here.
Yeah. I think this is going to be a good game. And thankfully it's a great memory for these kids on both sides. And again, neither team is going to be a playoff, you know, contender. So why not have some fun in this game and create some memories, especially since the pandemic knocked it out last year.
For sure, and earlier this year. So glad that one is still going to get to be played on. That is big. Western at Slam.
Yeah, I got Slam. That'd be four in a row for Slam. So they're taking advantage of their schedule.
Well, I didn't realize they were undefeated, but yeah, this one. I mean,
lost to Cimarron, and then they've won four. Okay. They're 3-1, going to be 4-1.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, I think they beat Western as well. Not much to say on that one. Let's get to the 4A main event, Coronado at Silverado.
I'm not backing down. I said Silverado was going to go undefeated just like I did with Gorman. And I'm not a big it's all day Silverado. I just think that they've got the thing that – let me tell you this, Case. The thing that I'm most impressed with Silverado is the fact that the team has a bunch of kids that have been playing together since youth football. And the fact that they're friends and that they count on each other, I think really makes a difference. You know, it's like small town, you know what I mean? And for me, I just think that they're a team of destiny. And I really do think they're going to win state. And if they don't, they ought to be damn disappointed, because, you know, with Tennell at quarterback and, Donovan Pellet just doing everything, they got a lot of guys to play ball, and I think they're ready to go. So give me the Hawks, and I might not pick against them all year, brother.
I mean, I can't fault you at that at all for what they've done, but I'm going to turn the tables on you. Same thing you asked me for the earlier big game. Do you have a number in your head, a margin of a victory for this one?
It's just here's the one thing I'm stumbling up against, Case. Silverado was far from a well-oiled machine last week, right?
Yeah, but I mean, I think you could look at that the other way and say this wasn't their best game, and they still won pretty easily, and they were never really in danger of losing, right?
No, but I mean, they struggled through the first half. They were only up 14-0 at halftime, and lucky to be up. So I don't know. I just, my humble opinion, don't know if it's right or I think this could be, I'm thinking. What are you thinking? I don't want to go first.
Well, do you have to? This is a trust exercise. I got to make sure you got one in your head.
I'm thinking Silverado 8-ish.
Oh, okay. I was thinking 14.
Silverado?
Yeah. So that's a 6-point difference. Yeah, that's a little bit bigger than I thought. I thought I'm you know, it's another time where I'm going to be stubborn, and maybe that gets me into trouble. But just like you said, you were picking Silverado all year. I said Coronado was winning the state championship. I can't let one bad night distract me from that.
Favored by 14?
No, I had Silverado.
Oh, okay.
I thought Silverado should certainly be double digits based on what they've done.
Okay. Yeah. I think we both got Silverado, and it's a matter of how much, right?
Yeah, as the favorite, but I think I'm going with the upset. I'm going to be stubborn and say the Cougars pull this off.
Yeah, I just don't see it happening, so for whatever it's worth.
All right, well, it's going to be a fun one either way. The game, I can't wait to see how this one plays out, but I'm going to go with maybe it's a good thing that Coronado got blown out against Green Valley last week. I mean, that can make for a really good week of practice, give you some things to work on. I think they're going to be really sharp. Are they going to be sharp enough to upset Silverado? You know, in reality, I don't know, but I'm going to take that leap of faith and say that the Cougars get it done. And if Silverado wins here convincingly, it's not like a close game, I might be with you and not be picking against Silverado the whole rest of the year, because they've done more than enough to deserve that.
Would I be a hypocrite if they played Shadow in state and I picked Shadow, though?
I'll allow it, because then I could be on the other side.
Okay.
As you used to say all the time in the picks, I've already seen that movie.
Yes.
All right. So Ray's on Silverado. I've got Coronado. Next game, Durango hosting Cheyenne.
Durango.
Yeah, not much to say here. Durango, kind of.
I actually think Durango has got a decent little team.
Yeah, I think they're the top of the middle class in the 4A, and
I would agree.
I think they'll be able to handle a Cheyenne. Mojave is going to Del Sol.
God. I don't know. Del Sol being 0-2 and looking as bad as they have is a minor surprise for me. I thought they'd be better. And Mojave won their first game since 2018. So this is a complete anyone have a coin. I'm going to go with Del Sol. Screw it.
Maybe I'm crazy. I thought this was an easy Mojave pick.
Well,
got Zaquan Henderson. You got a decent defense. I think Mojave easy here.
Okay, well, I probably just gave one to you, but it is.
Hey, you probably know better than me. We'll see. You can you can gloat all you want next week if Del Sol pulls this, if the Dragons pull this off. Excuse me, loopy over here. But so we're on opposite sides of that one. I've got Mojave. could Spring Valley's defense finally be the unit to pose some problems to Clark?
I mean, somebody I'm going to say this, and then Clark's going to lose. But somebody I respect on Friday night told me that Clark is the real deal and saw him play and raved about what they're doing over there. So I can't not pick them.
Yeah, I mean, Clark, it's been really impressive. And Spring Valley, after that great start to the season, they got shut out 28-0 against Durango. I mean, I just think there's not much evidence where you can go with the upset here. But, I mean, Clark's not just – I still find it hard to believe that Clark's going to just glide this easily through the whole season. But yeah. I think they get through another one here.
Gates, I've gotten in your head with some of my theories, you know, the name on the front of the jersey theory.
Yeah. Does Spring Valley qualify for that, though?
No, but, I mean –
solid program, but not quite.
It would be like, CK, if UNLV football was 3-0 – somehow, and then they got a game against what you think is a pretty evenly matched team, would you be like, yeah, I'm all over the Rebels? No, you would be like, I can't believe I got to dip my toe in this UNLV water and bet them, you know?
Yeah. So that's what we're comparing Clark to. I can see it.
I mean, listen, the two schools I went to, and I know I've said this over the years, but I went to Chaparral High and UNLV. How many times have they won in the same weekend in football?
Not very often.
Rare.
Yeah.
You know, you can't change your stripes, buddy.
Yeah. All right. Well, I don't know how we got into that, but Clark, for both of us, only a few games left, I believe. Bonanza hosting Sunrise Mountain.
Yeah, there's another one where, you know, I'm stepping up to the roulette table, red or black. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Odd or even, CK. I'm going to take Sunrise.
Okay, I think I'm going to go Bonanza. I've seen a little more offense out of Bonanza, which I think is the difference. But, I mean, they're also giving up a lot of points. So, While I kind of was surprised by you saying Mojave Del Sol was a coin flip, I'm not as surprised by this one, but I think I'm going to slightly lean towards the Bengals.
Okay.
Virgin Valley at Boulder City. I had Boulder City plus some points against Moapa Valley, and that didn't turn out so well.
Well, I'll tell you this. Virgin Valley – the Virgin Moapa game this year, I wish they would play it in Vegas so they could get some good media coverage, because both of these teams every week seem to outdo each other. You know, last week, Virgin had a flat on the bus on the way to Pahrump, Mesquite Pahrump, not an easy trip, right?
Yeah.
Got there like an hour and a half late. The first kid stepped foot on the ground, Pahrump started the clock, 20 minutes to warm up. So these kids were on the bus for 3+ hours, had 20 minutes to get ready to play, completely jammed it down their throats. Yeah. Now, granted, it was Prump's first game of the year, but Virgin's like a well-oiled tuned machine, baby, and they're not losing to Boulder. And I want to see them play Moapa best-of-seven game series. Let's get it on.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to get that, but they will be some good games. Yeah, that score was 48-14 despite the elements for Virgin Valley. Moapa Valley beat Boulder City by 40. That's a high standard to set, though. I'm going to say Virgin Valley wins easy at Boulder City, but I don't think they're winning by 40 points.
I don't think they are either, but I think they're winning by double digits.
Yeah, I agree. So Virgin Valley the well-oiled machine keeps humming. We're in agreement there. And I believe that brings us to our final game of the week. Pahrump now having to go on the road. Not an easy trip to Overton to take on Moapa Valley.
Come on, Case. You know that. This is theory 1.0. Give me the Pirates.
Yeah,
nobody wins in Overton. Pahrump doesn't win outside of Pahrump. You got two theories against you. Give me the Pirates.
I don't think the theories even necessarily matter in this game. It's just kind of a mismatch, right? I mean, Moapa is a lot better than Pahrump, and this looks like one of Moapa's better teams from the last few years. They are just destroying people, and I think they add to it this week against Pahrump. I think they win by more than 34 that Virgin won by last week, but of course, the circumstance is a little different getting to host them. So we'll just continue to look forward to a month or month and a half when Moapa and Virgin close the season against each other, because they look like you know, that looks like the primary challenge for each other. Although Clark could throw a wrench in things, they're still
Do you
on
know
a.
where that game's at?
Which one?
The Moapa Virgin game?
It's in Moapa.
Do you think that Allegiant Stadium would let them play there?
It might be a tough ask during the season, but you never
Yeah, but
know.
on a Friday night?
Yeah, it's a Friday night. I don't know if there's a home game or not that weekend, but maybe
Yeah.
worth looking into.
Would Moapa do that and lose their home court advantage, their home field advantage?
I think if they had the opportunity to play at an NFL stadium, wouldn't you?
Okay. Well, I don't know. I mean, for that community, that's a big night.
Yeah.
You know what
Well,
I'm saying?
yeah, it's not going to happen anyway. They're going to get them at home, and that's going to be a highlight of the 3A season. Although I would say be careful, because they have Clark the week before.
Well, that's gonna. I might go see that Clark game. Is that Clark game here in town?
Nope, also at Moapa.
Nah, that's
Schedule makers have done them some favors this year. They had some things fall in their
I wish Clark could play in my backyard. That'd be great. I every game I go to, not that you care, Case, but it turns into a 54-43 final with 400 yards of penalties.
And that's a chance for every Clark game too.
Yeah, so
Clark's got Vegas in a couple weeks. That should be a pretty good one.
yeah. All
With
right, well,
54.
appreciate you, brother. Thank you for everybody listening. Hey, real fast, Lake Tahoe guy wants everybody to know that South Tahoe is playing its first game this week, right?
Right, all kinds of issues up north, obviously, as we've discussed. So a lot of teams have not gotten much action in.
Yeah, so anyways, thank you, CK.
All right, yep. For Ray, I'm Case. Thanks for listening to Prep Sports Now. We'll be back next week.